Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.17 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. It's Wednesday. And you know what that means.
Time for The Talk in AEW.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe it's just time for AEW and we're just going to sit here and look pretty for 30 minutes.
Really?
Then really?
Then how come I don't hear the theme song going? Huh?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Ha! So you lie.
Wish I had a good answer. All right, so we've been in Pittsfield for going on 5 years.
Yes.
Big difference from where we came from. You
really big
difference. She got this sour look on her face. What did I say wrong this time?
It is 5 years.
I said that.
You said about 5 years.
Okay, well, sue me.
I don't think you know too much of anything anymore.
I really don't keep track of that. But anyway,
find a tracker Uber, we'll let you know.
Big difference between here and where we came from.
Yeah.
Really big difference.
Most people are nice here when we first got here.
When you first got here? Yes. Compared to what? We're still having pretty okay.
Compared to where we came from.
Oh, compared to where we came from.
See, we're comparing and contrasting here.
Oh, okay. Apples and oranges. Okay.
Apples and cement blocks.
Yeah, I know. When we first got to Pittsfield and we went shopping with my aunt, it was kind of weird to actually go in and get, "Hey, how are you? And how's your day?" As opposed to, "What the hell do you want?" I'm like, wait, people are respectful here and nice?
What happened? This is a small city compared to the capital city of New York. We still haven't figured out the buses yet, but are we keeping you up?
No.
And they had, whoa.
Well, actually, it kind of, do but don't know the buses.
You haven't been on a bus.
I haven't been on one, but you don't see one go by every now and then.
It's nice that they got the train coming in now.
Yes.
So people can actually get here on the train because it goes from Albany to, well, from New York City to Albany to here or something like that. And
right.
You pick it up on Friday and you can go home on Sunday.
Yeah, which is awesome, I feel. It's a lot better than to be expected. At least it's, a way to get everything done.
And they have a lot of events. I mean, they even have a beach here. They go to Pontusic Lake, and there's a beach and a boat launch and a little, I guess, carnival thing they got going out over there. You can do that during the summer.
Yeah, which is really, really awesome.
And, of course, we have the mega parades that they do here. They just had a Memorial Day event and little parade that came down Wacona Street.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good. I mean, you know, it's not as big as Albany's, which I am used to.
Memorial. Albany has a Memorial Day parade?
Yeah, same.
Well, have I been sleeping through that? I haven't. Yeah. They have a Memorial Day parade. We've had it for years.
What in the world were you?
I don't know. I think I'm hooked up on the St. Patrick's Day parade, which we don't have here, but they have there.
Yeah, right.
But they don't have the event at the end of the parade where they go into the Pittsfield Cemetery and they read the names.
Well,
and they do the colors and the,
right,
and the
right.
21 gun salute.
Albany has the Irish St. Patrick's Day parade. We have the Veterans Memorial, and I think that's about it.
We have the Mega Parade. Yeah, we have the. Yeah, you're right. We have the Mega Parade coming up, July 4th, which I mean is
we had the Fourth of July parade. Whoops, you did it again, Skippy.
Second only to, I think, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
We'll keep talking. He's got to fix it, folks. Sorry about that. He's got to figure that out. It's a little alcoholic time for the camera. Up. There we are. Hi, folks. We're back again. Sorry about that.
We're back again. Yeah, the big parade, July 4th. I mean, they put a lot of production into this. PCTV broadcasts it live, and they spend months working on this. And the July 4th Parade Committee puts mega time into this. It's a beautiful parade. If you haven't been there, you have to come see it live.
Yeah, if not, you know, and you're unable or you're disabled.
You can watch it on PCTV.
Yes, you can. And you can, you know, sit on your own couch and enjoy the air conditioning or your fan or the loved ones around you while you're getting maybe salads ready or
unlike
whatever,
the people that have to work. Unlike the people that have to work the parade.
Yeah, unfortunately, you two have to work the parade. I don't feel sorry for you. You volunteer and enjoy yourself, so I don't want to hear it.
It's fine. It'll be our second year. I'll be up working on a camera. Jesse will be PA.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
PCTV treats us well.
Bird's losing his mind in the back.
Yeah, the bird. We have the bird here in the studio
yelling
today.
He's yelling at himself in the mirror again.
So, I mean, yeah, we got this parade. I mean, you got floats, you got balloons, you got bands. I mean, this is like second to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, I mean, they go ahead and they do the same thing that Macy's does, which is plan for the next one, like, an hour after they already got it done.
You know what we're missing?
Which is pretty cool.
You know what we're missing here? We'll get back to the parades in just a second. I just saw this. It'd be nice if we had a Popeye's chicken.
Yes.
Or an Arby's.
You're going to have your Arby's.
I personally miss my beef and cheddars.
I know you personally miss your beef and cheddars.
I don't care about the rest of this stuff.
Like I said, you can have your Arby's.
I personally miss my beef and cheddars. Well, what else do we? I mean, we got what, like three pet stores here.
Yeah, I mean, there is a KFC, but you have to go to Springfield to get it.
Yeah, and that's an hour east of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about KFC? KFC,
yeah,
Popeyes, Church's Chicken, something.
Sorry, folks. How about a KFC? Not everyone has a car.
That was loud. You don't
we
have
just
to be
said
so,
that.
You don't have to be so loud.
We just said that.
We got what? Three pet stores.
Yeah. Benson's Petco. Yeah, Benson's Petco and Pet Supply Plus. So yeah.
Got
there's
a ton of grocery stores around.
Yeah, there's like three or four different ones. I like Big Y.
She likes Big Y. Everybody likes Big Y.
And then yeah.
You know, Big Y, Aldi's,
Price Chopper,
Market 32,
Stop and Shop, yeah.
whole bunch of different grocery stores, Walmart.
I mean, there's a whole bunch.
There's like five.
Yeah.
We don't even have like five or six grocery stores in Albany.
No.
And they're all,
no,
you know,
not
conveniently
really.
Located for your shopping pleasure.
I mean, no, not really. You did. About all you really have there is just one big, you know, like two stores. That's about it. I'm sorry, three stores. That's about it.
And you know, obviously being a capital city, you figure they have a lot more stores in tow. But, you know, Pittsfield having a small, being a small city with five grocery stores, three pet stores, you know, and the food store. I mean, what we got, like a whole bunch of pizza places and restaurants. I mean, this place is loaded with everything you could ever imagine, except Popeyes and KFC.
Yeah, and also on top of that, a giant Goodwill. I mean, come on now.
And the Goodwill, yeah, you can get Goodwill. Nice place.
Yes. Nice people there.
Nice people there. Yeah, banks all over the place. I mean, for a small city, this is really set up.
I mean,
but
it's really nice.
But let's get back to doing the parade.
Also, you know, a theater would be cool.
We have a theater.
No,
there's a theater on our street.
I know, and they're awesome. I mean, yeah, I'm used to.
And it's a first-run theater.
Yeah, I know.
And we have a huge, never seen, even the library in Albany's not as huge as the library here in Pittsfield. I mean, this thing is huge, this Antheneum that they have here. I've never seen a library so huge.
I mean, no, usually, you know, we're used to small ones, or you got Albany trying to go ahead and actually close a couple of their branches. Because they want everybody to go to the one big branch, so that way they have people. Which is kind of weird.
Well, COVID actually did in a couple of the...
Yeah.
Took away a couple of the bank branches here during COVID. So a couple of banks don't have as many open now as they did in the cat walks by the camera.
Hi, Theo. Bye, Theo.
Hi, Theo. Bye, Theo. Parade. We got the little Halloween parade.
Yes. Where, you know, our mayor goes ahead and gets involved and everything. It's
mayor gets
awesome.
The mayor gets involved with everything. You see her everywhere. Halloween parade. And she leads off the July 4th parade.
Yes, she does. She has a...
She even did a little speech here at the Memorial Day.
Yes, she did. She,
parade up here.
As a matter of fact, I think it was a family member of hers is serve.
Couple of them, I think. Both her parents
father
are military.
Mother. She's an army brat.
Yeah,
they call them.
Both her parents are military. So that's why it's too bad that she's not gonna run for another term.
She said she's getting tired and wants to relax. I don't blame her. You know, a lot of people like to be able to relax. I don't blame them.
So what do you think of the Halloween parade? They have this tiny little Halloween parade for the kids.
I think it's rather interesting with the Halloween parade because it's an interactive parade for the kids. And, you know, you get the bubbles. They're throwing the candy to the other children who are by. And everyone gets to show up their costumes and everything. It's basically a Halloween gala of, you know, costumes and fun and everything, and the kids actually enjoy themselves. It's a safe way to actually for children to be. I mean, think about it. I mean, there's so many nuts in the world, you don't know what's going on from day one sometimes.
Last time I saw a Halloween parade like that was Hollywood Boulevard, when they would close Hollywood Boulevard down. Everybody would come in costumes and trick or treat along Hollywood Boulevard. And Universal Studios would do this raffle.
Yeah,
and the winner of the raffle gets to spend the night at the Bates Motel.
Not my cup of tea.
On the Hollywood back lot.
Not my cup of tea.
It's
I don't
fun.
Know about you, Jess.
No.
Room one is actually a working room.
I'm happy for it, and just the vibes that it gets and that it gives off.
But can you imagine?
It's a no for me. No.
Could you imagine ordering a pizza? Hi, I like to order a pizza. Okay, where are you? Universal back lot at the Bates Motel. Yeah, never mind. Bring your own food, apparently.
Yeah.
Halloween Horror Nights is what they call that.
I know them.
That'd be kind of fun here. Isn't there like some haunted places up near here? North Adams or something?
Yeah, several. There's one that is a mansion. I can't remember the name of it. There's one called Bloody Pit, which was where, like, a horrible number of miners went ahead and lost their lives trying to actually do a tunnel. I think it was from here to New York City. And
there's something up in North Adams, too, which isn't too far away, that is some paranormal
Greylock
activity.
Is haunted.
Greylock is haunted.
Yes, the road up to Greylock is haunted.
Really?
Yes.
Haunted by what?
Man that went ahead and served in, I believe, Civil War. When he returned.
Speaking about haunted.
When he returned from the war, he kind of went crazy and unallied himself.
Speaking about haunted, we're about 2 hours east of here in Salem.
Yes.
We should do, Pittsfield should do something like Salem does. I know Salem was the, she's waving her hand like we're in school.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, yes, Miss McElroy, can I help you?
Okay, the name of it is?
She wants me to go ahead and read it like I know how to pronounce this. Haunted Mansion?
Right here.
I read it!
A
Haunted Mansion.
Nobody can read.
I read it. A Haunted Mansion on Church Street in North Adams.
There it is. But Pittsfield should do something like Salem does with the Salem Witch Hunt. They have like a month-long thing out there. It's like a whole festival. For to commemorate
it's
the
not
Salem
just,
witch hunts.
It's not just Salem witch hunts, it's for Halloween. Just in general.
Yeah, that's the one that the place that we just mentioned, that's the one where the ghost hunters went. The ghost adventures. See? Take a look.
Yes,
because
everybody can read that on the phone.
it is HOU. G-H-T-O-N Mansion.
Hogwarts?
Yes. It's literally a big giant mansion, and it is in North Adams.
Yeah, but there's something else. There's like a tunnel.
Yeah, there is.
I get it. It's called the Bloody Pit.
Okay, got it. Relax.
Yeah, I just found that one too. Just a second.
Here. So we also have the tree lighting that Pittsfield does. They should have a little parade to do that because Schenectady does their holiday parade.
It's a holiday parade.
It's a holiday parade. And KTLA in Los Angeles does a Christmas parade. Pittsfield should do a Christmas parade and just have a little parade that goes up and goes, you know, with the tree lighting. They do a beautiful tree lighting. They get a beauty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. I just found it.
You stand corrected.
The Bloody Pit, also known as the Hoosick Tunnel, was actually an active railroad, was or still is an active railroad tunnel that passes through the Hoosick Range, an extension of Vermont's Green Mountains. It runs in a straight line from its east portal all the way through Deerfield in the town of Florida and the western portal in North Adams.
So you guys have been here long enough. What is your favorite part of this city so far?
Interesting. So far is the fact that it's so peaceful and quiet, and it's like people go ahead, and it's like they go ahead and roll up the streets at night here. You know, where you don't have to worry about having to go somewhere and get shot at for no reason. You know?
Yes, you don't hear bang, bang, bang. Get that! Yeah, that's basically Albany, folks.
Yeah, you got to go through Albany with the Kevlar gear on now.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, here you go ahead.
But I'm surprised.
You hear more nature calls and, you know, the frog and the frogs chirping.
Yeah. I mean, if you come outside where we live over here, we got this little stream that runs behind us, and you can hear the horny frog chorus and the frogs chirping because they want to get some. We have one cricket back here,
yes,
so far that it chirps every night to try louder than the frog chorus and louder than the
raccoon,
the trash panda quartet.
Trash panda quartet. No, I haven't seen a possum.
I've seen a couple of possums, but the one we see the most here is our stinky kitties.
Fart squirrels.
Our fart squirrels, the polecats. Got plenty of polecats over here. And these skunks are huge. You hear these things all night. You'll come out, you know, we'll come out back and smoke a cigarette or whatever and relax, and you hear the frog chorus going on, and then the raccoon quartet jumps in with them, and then once in a while you get the birds that'll jump in with them, and then we got the one cricket here who hasn't figured it out yet. And that cricket's loud.
Another one of my favorite things is I get to see wild bunnies.
Oh yeah, we have
It's the first time I've seen wild bunnies here.
We haven't seen any bears yet. We've seen the turkey vulture. Well, last year there was a turkey vulture here.
Really?
I haven't seen any bears. Have you seen a bear?
Unfortunately, we've had one. It was a baby bear and got into the back part of 29 through 29 all the way through 24 back there. Unfortunately, they seem to be in the back.
And what else we got? I think if you're going to do parades, you need to have the St. Patrick's Day parade, because we don't have that here.
No, we don't.
You kind of would need the St. Patrick's Day parade.
That'd be pretty cool.
Join up on that. So the government in Pittsfield, if you're listening, we could use a St. Patty's Day parade.
Yeah, it would be really awesome to go ahead and to see one here, you know. It'd be pretty cool. Being that most of the population of Massachusetts is Irish, so yeah, it would work.
What? I had to be that person.
How about Christmas? Oh, we talked about the Christmas parade.
One going down to the tree lighting would be pretty cool.
So, any downsides?
Have we
come up with any downsides to the city yet?
Not really for me, no. I'm enjoying the quiet, and it's a big break from being in a big city, you know? After a while, all that city noise becomes irritating. After a while, and then it gets just boring and monotonous.
The only thing I have is back during the holidays, we had the snow ice storm, and nobody was out there doing what they needed to do to get rid of the ice and snow. So, yeah, that was my only problem this year.
And you come from a place where you'd never leave New York. You didn't like California, but you come out here, and it's like, hey, this is cool.
Yeah, it's comfortable. I like it. I'm comfortable. I enjoy it. It's refreshing. And I'm sorry, but I didn't like where the ground moved, and it was too hot.
Didn't like where the ground moved, and it was too hot. The ground moves here from time to time, but that's okay.
What it is on California, you know, it didn't really feel Christmassy during December because there's no snow. Think about it.
Snow? What?
No, the
Go up to Big Bear. Big Bear has snow.
We're not going all the way up to Big Bear. Let's say
when New England gets snow, New England gets a ton of snow.
Yes. But we love it. So, on you.
And also
on top of that, we really didn't like the big cockroaches in California. This is why I live where the wind hurts my face.
Yeah, and they just opened another bowling alley here, which makes me happy.
Yes.
We'll have to hit that up, bowling alley arcade kind of thing. Even though the pins are on strings.
Yeah.
I never had. And then they have somewhere around here, they have the candle pin thing, which I've never done.
You know what they need to make? A roller skating rink.
Yeah. I think there's like two in existence somewhere.
Well, it's like people don't care anymore.
They even have a skate park. If you go out on North Street around PHS, they have a skate park.
Yeah, they have one heading towards Step 2. They have one, I can't even think of that one street there. It's over by the college, over by that college area. I forgot exactly which street it is.
There's one over by Spring and one over by...
Over there where you get the bike done, where you can get the bikes done there. That. Yeah, yeah. Yep, over there by there.
Yeah, it's over by the school.
Yeah.
I don't know where the other one is.
Over by Spring Street somewhere.
All I know...
A roller skating rink would be nice. Again, get my thing back together.
Exactly.
That used to be my height was roller skating.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but,
So, with about 2 minutes left in our show...
Retro Bar.
July 4th parade. I can't talk about this enough. You got to be in on the July 4th parade. There's still volunteer positions open. Just give a call over to the studio, to PCTV, WTBR, and say, I want to be part of the parade. It's fun. It's a great day. And hopefully the weather will be with us like it was last year for the parade. What else are we missing real quick? We need a St. Patrick's Day parade. We need a holiday parade, Christmas parade. What else do we need real quick besides KFC and Popeyes?
An all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's closer. There are all-you-can-eat buffets all over the place. There's like six of them here.
No, there's not. Not close enough.
Well, what do you consider close?
Walking distance.
Yeah, well... There's not much going on in the front door here. All right, so...
Only a joke, folks. Only a joke. Hey, what can you say? I'm a fat kid.
Yeah, all-you-can-eat buffet somewhere on this side of Wacona Avenue by Wacona Street by BMC or something. You put all-you-can-eat buffet in there, and she would never leave. All right, so... We hopefully will be back in the studio next week.
Hopefully. We hope.
So we are out of here, and we will talk to everybody next week somewhere, somehow, either here or in the studio. And don't forget, July 4th parade coming up.
Yes, July 4th parade.
Be there or be square.
Yes.